Derek is one of those guys who's just larger than life. I'm lucky enough to have known a few of them. They're the kind of people who drop into your life unexpectedly, but delightfully. They take up residence in your reality, filling a hole in your life you didn't know was there, and they're a perfect fit. Meeting Derek and Swoopy was one of the primary reasons I'd been looking forward to DragonCon. Their discussions had accompanied me on many flights over the summer, and I listened to Derek's interview with James Randi on the flight into Atlanta. Actually, I didn't get to finish it on the plane, and I completed it as I left. The weekend altered my perception of it and made me smile all the more. I'd known, well before I hit Atlanta, that Derek and I would get along great. Skyping with each other the week before the convention, we talked each other into buying Marantz digital recorders. I mean, heck, before I'd ever shaken the man's hand, we were already co-conspirators. We'd made each other spend money, and I have friends I've known for decades who cannot make me do that. I even told Kat Claiborne, my best friend and partner at TSFPN, that Derek, Patrick McLean, and I would be thick as thieves throughout the weekend. It certainly was my hope things would go that way, but in my heart it was also a conviction. I just knew it, and couldn't wait for the convention to watch things unfold. The first night in Atlanta, Derek and I played phone tag, and then we met. He was everything I expected. My first impressions were that he was big, and he was happy, and those are good things. I'd already known he was smart. And that first conversation opened up easily. It bounced through a variety of subjects and deepened to where we were sharing judgments about things that aren't really part of first conversations. We were saying the stuff you reserve until you've known someone for a long time, simply because it felt like we had known each other forever. Conventions are weird things, pressure cookers in many ways. I'm a writer, so I have to be on at these things. I never get to relax. As Kat puts it, I go into convention mode and become Mike the Writer. There's seldom an opportunity for me just to be me, but that weekend was different, and that difference was Derek. It felt weird as we compared notes about life and chatted about things over coffee and drinks and at meals and just wandering around. We were getting to know each other, sure, but it felt as if we were just filling each other in on chunks of lost time. I was actually surprised we'd not met before, as we'd moved in parallel circles and had come close several times. In fact, I'm pretty sure we rushed past each other in an airport a time or two, or just missed each other at a convention. The mark of a great friend is how easily you can joke with them, and with Derek that came fast. He'd roped me into a panel talking about movies and how horribly they depict science. It was late at night and I was holding forth about a point, and noticed Derek reaching for the microphone near him, so I rushed to make that point. I said, "Take, for example, the movie Signs." Derek leaned into the mic and said, "I was just about to mention that film." And without missing a beat, I said, "I know, it was my psychic powers." The brilliant irony of that remark was lost on just about everyone, except for him and me, but the joke just came so naturally. And as we were leaving that same panel, his hands landed heavily on my shoulders and he said, "You gonna forgive me for getting you into this?" And I said, "It's okay. You'll pay." And we laughed. That weekend was one full of life and plotting for the future. We made plans, all of us did, for projects, for meeting at other conventions, for basically taking over the world. I mean, if not us, then who? We had sleepless nights as we woke thinking about the things the other had said, and then joyfully complained to each other about how we were pushing each other's buttons. As I said before, we were co-conspirators. All of this is why I think Patrick was on target with his piece titled Faith. Perhaps he didn't take it far enough, thinking that those who hadn't met Derek wouldn't understand. Faith, after all, is belief in absence of proof, but I'd argue that DragonCon provided me all the proof I need. Derek is larger than life. The biggest problem I see for him in the future is dealing with this great backlog of podcasting material he's missing right now. So, I have faith. I believe. Plans have been made, and anything less than their fulfillment is unacceptable. After all, Derek owes me for that panel, and my co-conspirators always pay their debts. This is Michael A. Stackpole for TSFPN and the TSFPN family. Wishing the best for Derek, Swoopy, Susan, his friends and family. We're with you all, whatever you need.